Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily. All right. All right. I've been contracted to announce tonight's proceedings, and I want it on record that my agent specifically said no questions that make me think about my own neighbors. And yet, here we are. One question. 15 traditions. Every wisdom system humanity has ever assembled, pressed into service because someone wants to know if the person next door is actually their friend, or just very conveniently untested. I'm not paid enough for this.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project. One question, 15 wisdom traditions, every day. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, can a person actually become friends with a neighbor? Or does the goodwill only hold because you haven't needed anything real from them yet? The word doing all the work there is real. Real need. Real friendship, real test. As soon as you say it, the question splits open. Because real implies there's a fake version we've all been performing, waving across driveways, accepting packages, sharing pleasant nothing. Can a person actually become friends with a neighbor, or is neighborly goodwill just comfort in a decision nobody's been forced to make yet? Judaism goes first for me because it doesn't theorize. It drops you in a parking lot at some point after dark, baby awake, milk gone, no one else to call. You knock. Something shifts in that door opening that all the polite driveway waves never once touched. And Judaism's actual move here is radical. The goodwill held because nothing was asked. The friendship begins in the asking, the debt, the door that opens anyway. It's not saying need destroys warmth. It's saying need is the only thing that makes warmth into something structural.
Stoicism would find that almost too romantic. Marcus Aurelius does not care whether your neighbor opens the door. He cares whether you have been showing up with fidelity. The morning nod, the consistency, and without bargaining on what comes back. Stoicism says the friendship you can actually control is your own conduct. Full stop. Whether the neighbor matches it is not your column on the ledger.
Which lands differently than it sounds because Stoicism isn't being cold. It's saying stop waiting for the test to prove it, because the person who needs a crisis to find out if they have a friend has already been a stranger. Zen says something close to this, actually, that the knowing is already in you. You already know which neighbor you'd call if things went sideways. That knowing, right now, is the friendship. The fence doesn't move.
Absurdism walks in and says, knock anyway. Let it shatter, if it must. Build it again the next morning, awkwardly. And that rebuilding, repeated, is the friendship, not its prerequisite. Which I like, but it's also a very breezy thing to say to someone who actually has to live next to the wreckage. Hinduism goes further and says you've already positioned yourself wrong. Measuring the friendship like a creditor measuring debt means you've already lost the plot. The self wearing your neighbor's face owes you nothing.
Shrek has thoughts on this. The movie, the 2001 one, the swamp, the talking donkey. Shrek announces he has layers, like an onion, then spends the entire runtime refusing to show a single one until Donkey shows up needing actual rescue. Not pleasantries. Rescue. And the friendship only becomes real. At the moment, it costs Shrek something. Which is not sophisticated philosophy, but it is exactly the question. Untested goodwill is still in the box. You don't know what's in there until someone needs you to open it.
Cynicism would say most neighbor warmth is two costumes bowing to each other across a driveway, which is almost tender, protecting each other from the weight of being actually known. Christianity's parable of the Good Samaritan cuts the other direction, though. The help came from a stranger, not a friend, not someone who shared prayers or a table. Strange hands. Real wound. Maybe the category of neighbor and friend are getting tangled, and that's part of what the question is actually wrestling with. Islam agrees. The neighbor's right extends 40 houses in every direction. Actual houses. Noisy ones. The ones whose cooking you can smell, Rahma descending through a specific address.
No tradition settled the one thing I keep circling back to, whether you can choose to make this real before the crisis arrives, or whether the crisis is structurally required. Epicurus says build the ground before the emergency. Absurdism says the emergency is fine too, rebuild after. Both of those can't be fully true. That's what tomorrow's still holding. Come back.
Welcome back to the closing. And I want it noted that during the recording of this episode, I glanced at my own front door and felt something I am not prepared to discuss publicly. One question. 15 traditions. Nobody agreed on what real means, which means you're on your own with the person next door, same as you were before. Only now you have Dogen, Marcus Aurelius, and a talking ogre in your corner. The godshow.us is free. It is daily. It is multilingual. And it needs your support to stay that way. Find the show. Back the show. Tell someone about the show at thegodshow.us. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. My agent is getting a very specific phone call tonight. Go knock on the door. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.